And oftentimes the weekly schedule for readings coincides with the Sunday reading, and so we have a repetition of part of the gospel. And I think whenever Mother Church gives this to us, whether it's intentional or not, it's a good point of reflection for us. Really, what is it that the Lord's trying to say? You know, so definitely with this part about casting out demons and who's in our company, we always want to pray for unity within the Christian church. That Christ founded one church and his desire that there be one body of Christ. And so we always want to pray for unity among those followers of Christ. The first part of this gospel, it's a common theme about this arguing about who is the greatest. I love this part because Jesus doesn't say, don't be great. He says, if you're going to be great in this way. He shows them how to be great, to be like a little child next to Jesus. And I think if we pray and think about these things, and really what gets down to our desire for greatness, it's this desire to be known and this desire to be loved. And if we get lost in the world and we have this worldly success, we think people will know us and people will love us. Because that's a deep desire within each one of our hearts. And as we heard in the reading, that Christ can, he knows the intentions of our heart. He knows really what we need. And so he beckons us to draw close to him. Because that's really where we are known and really where we are loved, is when we're close to Jesus. And that's when we are truly great and we can do great things for him. And so this saint that Mother Church gives us today to reflect upon, to pray to imitate, St. Therese, the little flower of the child Jesus, the holy face, this young Carmelite nun who never left the convent once she joined at the age of 15, died at the age of 24. And her questioning about how she was going to be great, what were her gifts, what were her talents. And reading St. Paul's letter to the Corinthians, the Lord inspired her, the Lord revealed her way to greatness was the little way of love. Not needing to do great and amazing things for the world, but to do little things with love in everything that she does. So perhaps that could be our invitation for today. Challenge yourself to do little things with great love today. Do little menial tasks of your daily life. Don't see them as burdens or inconveniences, but as an opportunity to love God in everything that you do. Allow the Lord to draw you close to him through those little things. And in those little things, we shall be truly great in the eyes of God.